Save big on everything for your next project when you shop at Menards. We have everything you need to update your window treatments with Window Images blinds and shades. We carry vinyl, aluminum, and faux wood blinds, cellular shades, and more. Plus, get them trimmed to width in-store for free. Also, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening this week. Save big money
at Menards. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed's sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hi, I'm Dr. Howard Rankin, and welcome to The Miracle Within You, the show at the intersection of psychology, medicine, and spirituality that considers how the mind and body interact with each other to influence health and healing. With years of experience as a practicing psychologist in the health and wellness fields, and as a writer covering amazing stories of healing, I will explore with my guests how numerous factors influence our lives and our health. Thank you for listening. Hello, and welcome to this edition of The Miracle Within You, where myself and my good friend and co-author, Chaim Oren, are going to dive deep into what actually the concept of miracles is and where it can take us in today's world. Just for background, my name is Dr. Howard Rankin. I'm a clinical psychologist with many years of experience in behavior change, neuroscience, and communication. I have an academic background. I've written 35 scientific articles. I was the editor of a major scientific journal, and I've written, co-written, and ghostwritten 50 books in the wellness space. And I have encountered personally and experienced myself some dramatic areas and changes in my life, which required a change in thinking and a change in perception. And we'll be talking about all of those things. Now I'd like to introduce Chaim Oren. Chaim is a very successful entrepreneur. He worked in the business organizational setting and then moved more into the wellness field. Chaim, great to have you with us today. Perhaps you want to expand a little bit more on your background.
Thank you, Howard. Well, I've spent the last 30 years working for Fortune 500 companies, leading advertising agencies, doing business development for high-tech corporations. And as a result of a dramatic near-death experience 4 years ago, I completely changed my direction and focused on well-being and become a spokesman for well-being, promoting well-being in companies, organizations, and individuals. And also, I'm working since 3 years ago for Insight Performance. It's a leading international coaching company that coaches Formula One drivers and C-level executives on well-being. And so I'm fully devoted nowadays on promoting the vision of well-being as a basis for fulfilled life, happy life, high-performance life, and avoiding crisis.
Yes, absolutely. A very impressive line of work and trajectory. And one thing that we both have in common, and you mentioned, Chaim, your near-death experience. I too had a very difficult psychological experience more than 12 years ago, and I was in crisis. I had lost my professional credentials and identity, and it was a miserable, horrible state. In fact, shame is probably the worst emotional state in terms of functioning. But it turned out to be something amazing. And the first thing that I would suggest to you, if you ever find yourself in an extremely difficult situation, the question you need to ask yourself is this: if this were the best thing that ever happened to me, what would I need to do? That was a question I asked myself, and it led me down an amazing road. And interestingly, as I switched into a career into coaching and writing, I came across numerous people, including Chaim, numerous people who seemed to have had miraculous physical, psychological healing. It was so noticeable. It just kept popping up in front of me. And obviously, that led to me into a deep dive into what do we call miracles? What are the science behind miracles? Can anyone do this? What is it about? And that has been a trajectory that I've been on. I have to say, one of the most satisfying trajectories of my career is looking at how do we maximize or optimize opportunities, particularly when they come from stressful and difficult situations. So with my background in neuroscience, I certainly knew all about neuroplasticity, the ability of the brain, the remarkable ability of the brain to change and adapt. The brain is a computer, and it'll adapt to whatever we program it to. And in these incredible stories of change and recovery that have been featured earlier on this program, there was one thing that people had in common, even though they didn't know each other and they all had different conditions, cancer, heart disease, you name it. The one thing they had in common was the mindset of even when they were told, you have 3 months left to live, or you're going to die in a week, they had one thing in common. They refused to believe that. They had their mind open to other possibilities. And this is massive. Because, as I say, if a doctor tells you've got 3 months left to live and you believe it, you probably die within 3 months. And this has implications, big implications for healthcare and medicine and doctor-patient relationships, fundamental aspect of adaptation, resilience, and survival. And there's amazing science here that we'll get to later in the program about cellular communication, how that really works and drives every aspect of our functioning. Now, Chaim has obviously a slightly different perspective from his personal experience, which he'll now tell us about.
So the way I came across the miracle concept was 3 years ago. I was doing my physical exercise activity of walking in the forest near my residence, and suddenly it was July. 3 years ago, I felt acute pains in my chest. I denied it, I pushed it away, and for 3 weeks I went out with this acute pain in my chest. I finally went to the doctor and he rushed me to the hospital. I went to a diagnostic test and the doctor came to me. I remember as though it happened yesterday, and he said, "Mr. Oren, all your arteries are fully clogged. You have 1 week to live." I felt like I came under shock. I couldn't believe, because usually I'm very healthy, very dynamic, energetic, as a business executive, as an international consultant, and suddenly I was hit with this dramatically negative prognosis. And the doctor said, "I don't take chances on you. I'm rushing you to the hospital, and you're going to be operated within the next 24 hours. And so next day, I went through a grueling, life-threatening heart surgery of 13 hours, in which they replaced all of my arteries. And then it took me like 6 to 7 hours to recuperate from that. I spent a very agonized week in the hospital with pains, with all sorts of electrical cords attached to my body and my chest. And then I had another week to recuperate in a special place. And during all this period of time, I say to myself, what is happening? You know, I'm an energetic consultant, you know, I'm full of energy. And now I'm being reduced to a heart patient with unknown consequences to my future. Very dark thoughts, okay, you know, took place in my brain. But suddenly, a thought came to me. You know, when we drive in the highway and there is a traffic jam, you know, in front of us, our GPS system or the way system suddenly burst and said, recalculating your route again, and basically navigating a new direction in which you're able to, you know, to travel and get to your destination. And I said to myself, this world is purposeful. There is no randomness in this world. I experienced this crisis, this life-threatening crisis, for a reason. And I thought that a crazy thought came to me, that this crisis is an opportunity. An opportunity for what? To change the life course of my life, of my career. And because I was invested in the last 30 years in well-being, doing exercising, learning meditation, always trying to keep, to be healthy, I said to myself, look, I'm surrounded by people who are overworked, overstressed, and I will, of course, share with you statistics on this crisis in the job market and the business. And I said to myself, I will adopt a new vision, the vision of promoting well-being in corporations and companies, organizations, and individuals. Because this is a way to live your life, not through crisis and so forth. So on the bed, lying in the hospital, I said to myself, I'm changing the course of my life. And since then, I started a new journey where, first of all, I volunteered in the hospital for about 2 years, presenting to heart patients about well-being and how to view the crisis as an opportunity. Because typically crises like that, patients adopt very, very dark thoughts. They become pessimists, and their chances to recover are lower or slim. And then an international company called Insa Performance approached me and suggested, they heard about my story and suggested that I would become the brand ambassador. And this is an international company coaching Formula One drivers and C-level executives how to balance their lives in order to maximize performance, fulfillment, and happiness. And so, of course, this activity has been expanded. And then I had the opportunity to meet Howard and continue the journey towards doing this research on miracles, which we plan to print as a book in the forthcoming months.
Yes, absolutely. And Chaim's story absolutely captures the essence of what a miracle can be. And it starts with you. It starts in your head. It starts with a possibility of seeing something different. You know, we live in a very material world. We live in a world where we think very simplistically and typically only see things in one particular way. That needs to change. That needs to change. As Chaim said, he changed his whole life trajectory in that hospital room. And I call this perceptual shift quantum thinking. Quantum thinking, where you see all of the possibilities of a situation. So you can say, even what might look like a horrendous situation, you can ask yourself, if this were the best thing, what would I need to do? And in this next section, after the short commercial break from our great sponsors, we're going to talk about crisis as an opportunity. Stay tuned.
UK Health Radio,
the station that makes you feel good.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
This is the story of the one. As a custodial supervisor at a high school, he knows that during cold and flu season, germs spread fast. It's why he partners with Grainger to stay fully stocked on the products and supplies he needs, from tissues to disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Also that he can help students, staff, and teachers stay healthy and focused. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
UK Health Radio,
the station that makes you feel good.
Welcome back to this edition of The Miracle Within You. I'm Dr. Howard Rankin. Today, my good friend and co-author, Chaim Oren. And we're diving deep into this whole concept of miracles and how do you achieve them? Because sometimes they may seem as if they come from nowhere, but actually, you can absolutely, as we'll hear from these stories and previous episodes of the show, what people did to initiate a process that led to a miraculous outcome. And one of those great stories is indeed from the founder of this radio network, UK Health Radio, Johann Ilgenfritz. And Johann was diagnosed about 14 years ago with cancer, and was told he was going to die, basically. And he was a very successful, busy photo journalist and had a stressful life. But one of the things he did when he was told, you're going to die, you've got stage 4 cancer, he also took on that critical mindset of, I don't have to accept that. There's another way of seeing this. Yes, this might be the conventional medical diagnosis in this situation, and I'm in crisis, but there's still something I can do about it. And remarkably, Johann explored all sorts of things. He ended up going on a total alkaline diet. And within 18 months, he was cancer-free. Cancer-free within 18 months. Astonishing story. And he was so impressed, moved, and motivated by his experience, he wanted to spread the word of alternative medicines, natural therapies, and this whole concept of how we influence our outcomes. And so he started the UK Health Radio Network about 13 years ago, and it now has 1.5 million listeners in 30 countries with more than 40 shows. Someone else who transformed a crisis into an opportunity. Now, there is science on this, and during my exploration of miracles, I did come across an amazing scientific researcher, Dr. John Leaf, who has done extensive research on how the cells in our body communicate, how they communicate. And it is remarkable. If you think of miraculous things, how cells communicate is unreal. So complex, trillions of cells connecting with each other every millisecond, which are basically driving our infrastructure. This is what keeps us going, this cellular communication. You know, imagine a system where the communication stops, the system goes down. And that's true of us, too. When the cellular commission goes down, we go down. And there are all sorts of things that influence cellular communication. And one of those is indeed our mindset, our emotions, our feelings. They can either really knock out the communication, or they can accelerate it. Remarkable ongoing work that Dr. Leaf is doing that just shows what is within us and what we can harness, even if we don't know all the science right now. One day we will. And I do believe medicine then will be about replicating the right cellular communication to keep us going. And one of the great stories, which is one of the early shows here, is a woman called Barb Morello O'Donnell, who caught the M1H1 virus back in 2009, was in hospital. Her heart had basically stopped. She needed a heart transplant. She was put in a coma. They kept her alive. When she came out of the coma, she remembered various dreams she'd had that seemed to reflect what was going on around her. So when they were cardioverting her, giving electricity to her heart to keep her alive, she dreamt she was driving down the road looking for electricity. No stuff like this. Now, in one of her dreams, she dreamt that she was dead in a dumpster. And in another one, she was approached by a satanic figure who told her her life was pretty much done. She needed to follow him. And she almost did the deal, but she didn't at the last minute. And in her next dream, she saw an angelic figure who told her, "You'll see through different eyes and your heart will be healed." Well, a few days later, she came out of the coma. She did see through different eyes because she'd had a bit of a stroke that affected her eyesight. And her physician said, "Come on, we got to get your heart tested. You need a heart transplant as soon as we can." So they did it. And when he came back in, he looked confused. And Bob and a family who had actually already arranged a funeral looked at him and said, "Well, what's it?" And he said, "In my 40 years as a cardiologist, I have never seen anything like this. Your heart is like one of a 20-year-old. It is one that we would transplant into somebody. I have no explanation for it." So what happened to Barb? Well, I think that she actually underwent some spiritual transformations in these dreams. And I do believe that potentially energized her cellular communication, got her body back in sync to the point where her heart now worked very well. Amazing story. But that's the possibilities that we have. That's the possibilities. I'm sure you have similar great stories or experiences.
Fascinating. While lying on the bed in the hospital, I recalled a book that I read a few years ago, A Man Searches for Meaning, written by Viktor Frankl, a psychiatrist that lived in the 20th century. And basically, he wrote about his experience in a death camp called Auschwitz. See? And he told in his book that he was envisioning in this very horrible place where there was no meaning for lives, that he would like to survive, he would like to live on in order for him to publish his thesis about a new type of psychiatry, the logotherapy. And this has kept him in life. And he recalled that people who develop positive outlooks, positive visions, positive dreams, and the much higher survival rates than those who did not. Because those who really succumbed to the very negative conditions that existed in this horrible place, the most horrible place in the universe, either contracted typhus because their immune system was weak, or they ran to the electrical fence to commit suicide. They didn't have the energy, the life energy, to continue to live. And so I recall as a powerful sentence that Viktor Frankl wrote in his book. He said, for those people who have a why, they can overcome any type of how, which really struck me at that time. If you have a life meaning, if you have a vision, you can overcome any type of crisis, health crisis, all sorts of problems. And I recalled it in the hospital, and I said, wow, this is it. This was my really source of inspiration, that I have now a new why, which is basically a new vision to promote well-being. And this has helped me to really overcome all the pains and problems that I endured in the next few months, and really had a very fast recuperation period that the doctors were amazed. And so I can attest for myself how purpose is impact your cells, as you said, the trillions of cells in your ecosystem, and basically galvanizing them into action, into positive energy that really helps you to get out from the physical horrible situation and move on and advance in life. So I think this is a framework for what I see now when I look around. We are living in a perma-crisis age, defined by continuous permanent crisis everywhere we go. Business crisis, political crisis, terror, climate crisis, technological crisis, AI. We are surrounded by crisis. It's like swimming in a sea and facing continuous waves coming towards you. And so I would like to share with you the dire statistics that were published by Gallup Research Institute recently. They did a research among employees worldwide, and they found out that close to 80% of employees experience burnout sometimes. Close to 20% report that they're miserable, and 60% of employees worldwide report that they're emotionally detached from the workplace. And last but not least, only 15% feel engaged. This is a major crisis in the ecosystem that I'm familiar with, which is companies, business, and so forth. But also, it goes beyond it in mental problems that millions and millions of people experience. And so what we say in our research, that there is a way out. And the way out is to go within you to discover the powers that you have. And each one of us, I say, is a miracle maker, like I did and you did, Howard, and the other cases we research in our book. Each one of us has hidden powers, hidden capabilities that if he focuses on them, then he will see miracles. And I believe my case and other case really verifies the sentence, believing is seeing. It's contrary to what many people believe, seeing is believing. What you believe impacts your inner seller communication, impacts your energy, galvanizes you into action, and really activates amazing healing abilities that we can sum up in a term, miracle.
Yes, thank you, Chaim. And there is no question that one key to this is engagement. Engagement at every level. You are so engaged in it that it absolutely inspires and fires up your cells, your cellular communication, mm-hmm. and every other aspect of you. And that's when the miracle happens, when you do that. And that's what we all have within us, mm-hmm. that we can activate at times of crisis, whatever that crisis is, to find the best way forward in a way that other people might not even imagine. Not even imagine. Okay, we can take our last short commercial break. When we come back, we're going to explore the miracle mindset a little bit more and dive deeper into the miracle within you.
UK Health Radio,
the station that makes you feel good.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/audioboom.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
UK Health Radio,
the station that makes you feel good.
Welcome back to The Miracle Within You, where today I am talking with my friend and co-author, Chaim Aaron, diving deeper into what is a miracle and how do you achieve it. And before the last commercial break, we were talking about the miracle mindset, the need to absolutely engage. And I have a great story from somebody else I know, a guy called Jeff Frankhart, who is a major physical therapist in the U.S. Army and served in Landstuhl in Germany when the U.S. was involved in Middle Eastern wars, Iraq, Afghanistan. And the hospital at Landstuhl were getting many, many soldiers with neuromuscular injuries. And the traditional way of treating them, don't move, we're going to have to give you an honorable discharge, send you back home, and for many of them, down the rabbit hole to suicide, just because they're on a lot of pain relief, they're isolated and so forth. Well, to cut a long story short, Jeff came up with a different program where he took people and put them through a basic exercise program that actually didn't need any equipment. And his mindset was, I don't want to hear any complaining. If you complain, you're out. Now, these were people with crushed spines. I mean, horrendous neuromuscular injuries. And instead of telling them, don't move, don't move, don't move, he was telling them, you can move, you can move. Instead of telling them, oh, be careful of the pain and getting them focused on the pain, he was telling them, forget the pain. The results were remarkable. People literally with crushed spines who would have been sent home, now, 6 months later, running, 9 months later, jumping out of aircraft. His program has now been adopted by many organizations, including the Boston Ballet. But it is a wonderful example of that quantum thinking where you take something, you say, oh, I've got a horrible spinal problem. I'm never going to be able to move. And you look at the negative things, that's what's going to happen. But if you look at the positive things and experience something more than you imagined, then who knows what's going to happen. Many people have been able to ditch wheelchairs and start walking again. This is what we're talking about when we are talking about the right mindset and the right level of engagement. Chaim.
Yes. When I was talking about permacrisis and so forth, but my work as a brand ambassador for INSA, I came across the coaching that the company provides Formula One drivers. And Formula One race is, I call it the stress lab of the world, because those drivers, they go through tremendous pressure and stress. They have to race 3 times a month in speeds over 200 miles per hour. The temperature inside the cars is 50 degrees Celsius because the engine is behind them. Then they lose, you know, around 4 kilos per race, and they have to win. They have to compete against other 19 drivers. It's really high level pressure. And in the last 7 seasons, 98% of first place wins and 96% of podium wins, the first 3 places, were won by drivers who were trained by well-being coaches, by INSA. Okay? Which means what? Which means that if you train yourself by the well-being practice, which is basically an holistic model of taking care of your body, of your mind, and your mental strengths, and develop your resilience, you reach unbelievable good results. And so there is hope. If people can pursue what I will in a couple of minutes explain in a very practical model, they can be a miracle. They can become a miracle, and they can win life challenges and perform well, and most importantly, be happy and fulfilled. I think this is a big and important message that we convey in our book.
Yes, yes, it is the message, actually. And the implications of this are enormous. Implications, for example, in healthcare, all aspects of it. All aspects of it. Are we going out of our way? Are practitioners going out of their way to provide, within reasonable limits, an opportunity to view this as there's still positive? While there's still life, there's hope. Now, I understand in the medical profession, it gets a little blurry about ethics. You know, you can't tell somebody they're okay if they really are going to die in 3 months. But there's a way of navigating that. People need to understand that they've got to, if they've really got the opportunity to give it their best shot, to be engaged. And I've come across stories of people where, yeah, they did beat that cancer or the heart disease. They didn't survive eternally. They die. They gave themselves another 3 or 4 years left to live. And in one case, a female athlete said those 3 years were the best years of her life, because that drives you to really thinking about your purpose and engagement. And so this has implications across the board in every activity, not just healthcare. But we do need to spend more time in healthcare exploring this, exploring it, because there's a lot of possibility there. There really is. Chaim.
Yeah, I think, you know, when we're viewing a life, we are on a life race. We work 8 to 12 hours per day, including at home. We get stuck in traffic for a few hours every day. We spend 10 to 12 hours staring at our screens, each one of us. We check our smartphones every 6 minutes. This is verified. And we sleep between 4 to 6 hours per night, which is way below the scientific norm of 7+ hours. And most of us are available for work during off hours and weekends. And so this race has a huge negative implications on our health, and probably will result in a crisis, in a health crisis or mental crisis sooner rather than later, because we are living off balance. This hectic modern life really pushes us to an extreme way of living, and that will result surely and sooner in a crisis. So basically, this is a calling in our book to really invest in time of balancing between work and life, because for most of us, work really overshadows the life. And we must recognize that we work to live and not live to work, which some of us really fell into this trap. So basically, this calls for adopting a new perception, a new practice, which is called well-being, which is a proactive way of handling our life and not waiting for a crisis to hit us like I did, which, you know, I took it as a positive event, and here we are a few years later, and I'm active, dynamic, and healthy. But we need to adopt proactive practice in our life, because we're living in a very chaotic times, which I refer to as perma crisis. And as a corporate executive, as a consultant, I can see very significantly in the companies I deal with. And this has a major consequence on the performance of the employees. As I quoted from Gallup research, you know, many companies are struggling with declining performance of the employees because they are engaged in a very negative lifestyle, and they lack meaning, and the company, it's very important for the company to develop a culture that will instill meaning and purpose into its employees, because as I already talked about it, this will help galvanize the performance and other very positive metrics of the employees and create good business results. Because as we say, there is a maxim, better life leads to better performance, more fulfilled life, healthy life, and happiness.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And one of the things that is part of that perma crisis is partly with the advent of the internet, thinking has become even more binary, very simplistic. And it's maybe a limitation of human beings, but we do have the capability of rising above that with what I call quantum thinking, the crisis mindset, the creative mindset, of thinking outside the box of, oh, this is terrible, this, oh my God, what am I going to do? No, How do I make this the best thing that has ever happened to me?
Mm-hmm.
And engage it. You'd be remarkably surprised about what can happen. And so what we're talking about here on this radio show and in this book has major implications for almost every aspect of life. It certainly has major implications for healthcare and how healthcare is run, managed, how healthcare providers communicate, and how they can inspire change. And we need to recognize that. One of the major things, and not just healthcare, but right across the board, in coaching, in any communication, you have the chance to inspire a process that leads to a miracle.
And so, because we are practitioners and not just theoreticians, we develop toolkits that its objective is to develop resilience and meaning in your life. And basically, this toolkit is comprised of several things, which I mentioned briefly. First of all, develop your thoughts, because your thoughts impact your internal cell communication, your energy. You are the product of your thoughts. And so there's a very important task to really hone on your thoughts. What are your thoughts? And of course, think positive. Think positive because it works, as we've discussed in our cases and my own life story. So first of all, develop your mental strength, as Formula One drivers are also developing. Okay, this is one. Two, be grateful to what you've got. Many people are cynical. Many people do not appreciate the fact that they're healthy, the fact that they work. They take it for granted. But that's a mistake, because life is a miracle. You know, Albert Einstein, the famous scientist, said there are two ways to live life. One, as though everything is random. Everything is random. And the other one, that life is a continuous miracle. And a continuous miracle that you have to maintain by being grateful to what you have, being grateful to your loved one, your family, your friends, and continuously invest in enhancing your thoughts, okay, by being positive. And when you hit with a crisis, immediately embrace the notion that it's still, I'm sure, difficult for some of you, that crisis is really a hidden opportunity, like I've told about myself. And that will help you to uncover the amazing healing abilities that each one of you possess. So we're talking about a message that is very encompassing, a message that each one of us is in potential a miracle maker. And I think that's a very powerful message. And I think we proved it in our book, presenting cases in which people were told they have 1 month to live, 1 week like myself to live, 3 months to live, and they beat the odds because they were able to focus on themselves, to commit to the faith, to the optimism. By the way, the optimist and the pessimist are both right. How come? The pessimist thinks only bad things will happen to him. And guess what? He will attract negative situations, crisis, and so forth. The optimist thinks everything is for the better. Okay? A crisis is an opportunity, etc. And science proved that the pessimist lived much shorter life. Okay? So what we're talking about, the miracle mindset, is critical to your longevity, is critical to your life satisfaction and fulfillment. And this was proved by science. So I think I'd like to quote INSA performance sentence that said, better life leads to better performance, and better performance leads to fulfilled life and happiness. we have to embrace an holistic model of our life. Holistic model of our life means taking care of our bodies, physical ability, but also our mental abilities, because what we think, we will become.
Thank you, Chaim. And there's one thing there in, well, many things there, what you said, but one thing I want to take up finally, which is the concept of spirituality. And the things that you mentioned there, love, compassion, gratitude, forgiveness, particularly of yourself, forgiveness, humility, all of those things, which are the basis of spirituality, are also the basis that we are talking about. We do not need the primitive brain to lead us astray. We have a better brain now, and we have that ability. Have that ability to look at any crisis and adapt. Life is about adaptation. And miraculous adaptations happen. Thank you for listening.
Thank you. We are
sharing this in our new book, and we will let you know exactly when it will be available. But we, as you can tell, are very enthusiastic and engaged in this whole concept because we believe it can help thousands, maybe millions of people in different ways. Thank you.
This is really, just to add to what Howard said, the summary. This is not just a mere, you know, concept or idea. We're talking about a movement. A movement in which millions of employees or individuals basically adopting this mindset to go inside each one of us, to develop ourselves in order to find out and to discover our hidden abilities to become makers of our own miracles. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Chaim. Thank you for listening to this episode of The Miracle Within You. Join me next time when I continue to explore the power of the mind-body and how it can be employed to enhance health and healing.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.